B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman was charged with public intoxication after being spotted chewing on a miniature horse's mane, claiming that it was candy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It must have been a unicorn, because unicorns have Twizzlers for hair.
Yes. Cynthia Teepley was spotted at home last month.
Oh, look, chocolate came out its butt.
And Teepley was seen shirtless, eating grass and dirt from the horse enclosure and chewing on the horse's mane near its head. And she told the deputy that the horse's hair is made of Laffy Taffy and Airhead candy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Someone's doing meth.
Well, the deputy said she didn't know where she was and admitted to taking meth the day before.
There we go.
Teepley was then taken into custody after that particular incident.
Wow.
A doctor in the UK was feeling queasy after he extracted 16 years worth of earwax from a man who hadn't cleaned his ears in almost two decades.
Oh, my God. Is there video of this?
I saw photos of the said wax.
So what did it look like?
It's black.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting. A news clip of the stomach-churning excavation has since gone viral online. And according to Dr. Neil Rathava, he said it was comfortably the largest haul of earwax and dead skin I've ever removed from a single ear.
So did he gain back? He must have gotten a massive increase in his hearing capability.
Probably. By the way, Dr. Rathava is known as the wax whisperer.
So like a pimple popper.
For his renowned abilities to remove the buildup from people's ears. The unnamed patient had visited Rathava's audiology practice after suffering from severe ear pain, vertigo, and disequilibrium for several weeks. He had previously undergone a radical mastoidectomy, which is where part of an area of his skull behind his ear was removed due to infection. But had neglected to properly clean the orifice for a decade after this surgery.
Oh, my God.
And a decade and a half afterwards. As a result, his auditory canal had become a repository of gooey and black wax that had amassed there for almost 20 years.
So it must have stunk.
I would think so. Rathava had said that it was necessary to remove the whole ball of wax. In the video shot from inside the patient's ear.
How did they get a crew in there?
I think they use a special camera. Specialists can be seen exhuming dunes of dead skin and cerumen, which I'm not sure what that is, for over 5 minutes.
They're like angels.
The entire procedure took around an hour, approximately six times longer than normal. And while the wax sectomy was ultimately successful, it was a very difficult and complex case, he said. This isn't the first time the wax whisperers had to remove mammoth amounts of earwax. In 2018, he operated on a woman with a chunk so big that it prevented her from wearing a hearing aid. So this is what the man does.
That's disgusting.
A Saskatchewan man faces rare charges under National Parks wildlife regulations and potential fines up to $125,000 after allegedly using a slingshot to hurl projectiles at a cougar in Banff National Park.
At a cougar?
Yes.
Hell was that? Something just hit my ass. Okay. Made me drop my Pall Malls.
An eyewitness provided key evidence, a number of photos that wardens...
Where are the young men at?
Wardens used to build the case. Using a vehicle description and photos provided by the public, park wardens located the vehicle and arrested...
Ow, I just got hit with something!
...and arrested the individuals within. A 40-year-old man has been charged with two offenses under National Parks wildlife regulations, disturbing an animal in a national park, and possession of a loaded firearm outside of a vehicle in a national park.
Animal may be in the sack.
These charges are rarely laid, but sometimes she is. Parks Canada...
That's the plan, sugar.
...said that under the regulations, a slingshot is considered a firearm, and the charges carry a maximum penalty of $25,000 and $100,000.
You know when you were a kid and you had, like, the Whammo wrist rocket?
Yeah, yeah.
Those suckers, you could do damage.
Yeah, big time. You could really hurt somebody with that. First responders have taken a man to Tampa General Hospital after being reportedly struck by lightning while on a personal watercraft. So he's out on a jet ski.
Wow.
And struck by lightning.
What are the odds?
The incident happened at the Davis Island Yacht Club. Fire rescue officials say that they're not sure if the man or the watercraft was hit by the lightning strike. When paramedics arrived, the patient was out of the water and being tended to by bystanders.
I've been out on the water, and I've seen a lightning strike into the water. It's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's got to be. His condition is unknown. We'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's end with this one. A former prosecutor is under arrest again on a public indecency charge. Is a prosecutor. Scott Blauvelt is accused of driving naked on Interstate 275.
Yes, my name is Scott Blauvelt.
Cincinnati, and exposing himself to a woman.
Look at my penis.
The female victim said she felt like she was being followed on the highway. Police wrote in their criminal complaint. Blauvelt was booked into the county jail Monday night and is set to appear before Judge Tuesday. He was fired from his former job after he was caught walking around the government building naked in October 2006. And he also pleaded guilty in 2019 to a public indecency charge.
How did he get the job in the first place? Or was there a deterioration while he was on the job?
I think that may have been what happened is after he
So what are your hobbies? Well, I like to walk around naked and show people my penis.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The California Department of Parks and Recreation closed all trails in the Santa Monica Mountains over the Labor Day weekend. And Nick, you're talking about how hot it is out that way. A woman died hiking there in extremely high temperatures. Yeah, other hikers had to be rescued. Malibu Search and Rescue posted a tweet pleading with people not to hike in the heat wave. A 41-year-old woman whose name was not released collapsed while hiking with a friend Saturday near Calabasas. Temperatures soared to at least 110 degrees. Officials said the death was likely heat-related.
It gets away from you.
And a 22-year-old woman on a Malibu beach was rescued Sunday after she lost consciousness, apparently due to the heat. This is on the beach.
Yeah.
Where the water's right there. Los Angeles County recorded its highest temperatures over on Sunday, 121 degrees in Woodland Hills.
Jesus. Well, that's got to help with the fires.
And of course, it's helping fuel the fires. Yeah, it's crazy. A man was arrested on Sunday after police say he tried to steal a taxi and drive off with a three-month-old inside. Officers were called after receiving reports of a domestic disturbance. When officers arrived, they reportedly encountered Travis Delaney walking with a stroller close to the location of the disturbance. A three-month-old child was in the stroller. After speaking with Delaney, officers found that he was intoxicated and tried to call him a taxi. When the taxi arrived, Delaney wouldn't get in. Officers had no choice after his refusal but to take him into custody for public intoxication. While they were attempting to arrest him, he tried to steal the taxi and drive away with it.
That's a bad day.
With the child inside. He was taken into custody after a brief physical altercation, and he was arrested. A Jefferson County man was killed when he was hit by a neighbor's golf cart and then trapped beneath it.
Oh, man.
A coroner's office had identified the victim as Eric Van Tyree. He was 52. Witnesses reported that Tyree was out working in his yard. His 72-year-old neighbor driving a golf cart stopped to visit him. And when the driver went to leave, he didn't realize the gear was in reverse and accidentally backed over Tyree.
And killed him.
After the impact, the golf cart overturned and then Tyree became trapped beneath it. Once he was freed, he was taken to the hospital and he died from his injuries. Man, those things are more dangerous than you think they are.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really heavy. All right, we're doing a short Bizarre File. In the interest of time, we got to do a quickie. So we'll end with, I got to go with this one because this just happened the other day. An Austrian man beat his own record for the longest full body contact with ice cubes on Saturday. Joseph Koberl had managed to stay 2 hours, 30 minutes, and 57 seconds inside a custom-made glass box filled up to his shoulders with ice cubes. More than 440 pounds of ice cubes were needed to fill up the box after Koberl had stepped inside wearing nothing but swim trunks.
So, obviously, there's a risk of exposure, right? What are that called? That he survived that.
I said, in order to fight the wave of pain caused by the freezing temperatures, he was trying to focus on positive emotions. He said, I'm fighting the pain by visualizing and drawing on positive emotions so I can dampen this wave of pain. That way I can endure.
He had just, so what he was thinking about was the Kardashian announcement that the show's over.
So happy.
That's what got him through.
A small crowd of people watched as Koberl had beat his own record in 2019 by 30 minutes on the town square of Melk in Lower Austria. After being taken out of the ice box by helpers, he said that the sun felt really great on his back.
My penis is very small right now. Yeah, I think the ice made my penis get small.
I can imagine, yes. Corbel is planning to beat his own record one more time next year in Los Angeles.
Mm.
His team said that Corbel's personal record is also the current world record when it comes to exposing the body to ice for as long as possible. Wow. All right. And there you go. That is the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.